Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website's our smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're all there for you. All you got to do is show up and we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you find the show and all the other things we do here. And then askjim.biz, our knowledge base where you go get small business answers now. Pam Danziger is here. We're so glad she's here. She's the president of Unity Marketing, the author of a number of books on consumer behavior, including Let Them Eat Cake, and also Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. I've been trying to get my wife to read that lately. And then also her newest book called Shopping, Why We Love It, and three of maybe total books, but at least these three that I have. And she's our good friend, Pam Danziger. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. I hope everybody's doing well here in this recession economy.
Oh, come on, Pam. You know, we don't have a recession.
Oh, I know. I mean,
for some people, it feels like it, doesn't it?
Well, it sure does. And it feels like it to me when I hit $4 a gallon gas. I mean, that is a painful thing. I don't care how much money you have. That is painful. And, you know, and people really are having to adjust. And they are adjusting in the areas that I call luxuries, which don't, I mean, those are things people buy that they don't need, the little luxuries and the big luxuries. But that's a lot of what has stimulated the economy in the last 5 or so years. A lot of what has kind of kept us afloat are these luxuries that people have been buying because gas wasn't $4 a gallon.
So much about our economy is not what's on the ground. It's what's between our ears.
Well, absolutely, and that it's the psychology of the consumer that we have to understand. And you know, we've been tracking reduced spending among the affluent consumers, and I think I've discovered why. We've over the last 5 years we had a new kind of personality in the luxury market emerge, and it's what I call the temperate pragmatist. And these are people who really have a totally take it or leave it approach to luxuries. They're affluent and they have lots of money, but they live a very temperate and very practical life and don't indulge. And that's like 20% today. That's about 20% of the luxury market. So in effect, the luxury market has lost about 20% of its total share simply through a development of emergence of a new personality. And as you know, attitudes, people's beliefs and attitudes really do impact how they behave as consumers. And these temperate pragmatists really mark a change in the marketplace.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you live in the New York City area.
Well, no, I live in Pennsylvania, but not far from New York.
But you spend a lot of time in New York, and you are, as you say, you're not very far from New York.
Yeah, 3 days
I wonder if your part of the world isn't, because of the financial situation, isn't being hit a little harder than maybe the flyover America. What do you think about that? Because when I travel around, I've spoken to three small business groups in the last 30 days, 45 days, and actually four groups in the last 45 days, and tomorrow is going to be my fifth one. And I'm not getting the idea that these guys are all upset about the economy. In fact, I asked him how many people think we are in a recession, and only in one place did I actually get anybody raise their hand, and it wasn't
me. Well, last week I had meetings with five major luxury manufacturers, and I had one with a big group, and I will tell you, they are all scared out of their wits. You may be right. It may be because they were so much a part of the boom that now the bust has hit, and it really is concerning. And, you know, in New York, so many of the stores are being supported today, or at least perceived they're being supported today, by foreigners, by people traveling in the States.
And they don't usually get out to Little Rock and Dimebox, Texas.
unfortunately, but it's much more interesting out there. But, you know, you walk down the street and you hear just a babble of all different kinds of languages, which is very, you know, that's a big difference than it used to be in New York.
Yeah. Well, but good for them for coming over here and buying and spending money. But I understand they're also buying condos in Miami, so the exchange rate's really good. What do you think? We got about a minute left. What do you think? Technically we're not in a recession. I believe small business owners are going to lead us out of this, but that doesn't necessarily. We do have challenges because of, as you say, gas prices. The housing industry is taking on the chin right now. The financial markets are still reeling a little bit. What do you think is going to be going on with regard to consumerism over the next 12 months?
Well, what I think we need to do is I think you really need to look at the consumer. They are resistant, and I think that's going to be the key word. So you have to encourage them. I mean, whether or not people are walking around with less money in their pocket. As I say, I feel like I am because we have three cars and $4 a gallon to fill them up a couple times a week is painful. But you know, we're going to get by. I mean, we have it. But you know, whether or not you have less money, the thing is that consumers today feel like they have less money and they are resistant to spend. So you really have to do things, strategies in your business to, you know, to get people to give you a little bit more, which might mean you need to give them a discount, you need to give them an incentive to indulge, an incentive to act now.
Yeah. Well said. Give us your website, Pam.
www.unitymarketingonline.com.
And the new book is called Shopping, right?
Shopping, Why We Love It.
Pamela N. Danziger. Pam, thanks for being here. Good job
today.
Thank
you so much.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. Right back after these messages with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.